USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Supreme Court is shooting down President Biden's plan to forgive student loan debt. Melissa Burns, part of a group who wants student loan debt canceled, and she said Biden must take action.
40 million families are counting on student loan relief.
President Biden is explaining new steps being taken to protect some student loan borrowers.
First, I'm announcing today a new path consistent with today's ruling to provide student debt relief to as many borrowers as possible, as quickly as possible.
While speaking from the White House, the president said he'll invoke the Higher Education Act. The High Court today ruled the president exceeded his authority with his plan to forgive more than $400 billion in federal student loans, calling it an unlawful exercise of presidential power because it had not been approved by Congress. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continues fouling the air in the U.S. Air quality alerts are out from Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. Pack your patients traveling for July 4th. AAA projects more than 50 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home. The association's expecting new records for the number of those traveling by car, with over 43 million expected to drive to their destination. An Arizona truck driver was allegedly on TikTok when he caused a crash that killed five people.
Danny Tyner was speeding down a highway near a suburb of Phoenix when he crashed into two cars. Cars were shoved between another semi-truck and two other vehicles, and it burst into flames. Tyner is in custody at the Maricopa County Jail. He's facing five manslaughter charges. I'm Dave Collins.
ESPN letting go a number of its well-known on-air reporters and personalities, about two dozen or so. Some of the names include Jeff Van Gundy, Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, Susie Colbert, and Ashley Brewer. It amounted to a cost-cutting measure, according to ESPN. This is USA News.
Do you want the lowest prices on wines and champagne shipped right to your door? TotalWine.com, America's largest independent wine retailer, ships to Panama City. Explore our vast selection of over 8,000 wines and find something you love all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Whether you're looking to enjoy a full-bodied Cabernet from Paso or crisp Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, TotalWine.com has you covered with great wines and Grand Cru champagne shipped right to your door. Find what you love. Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Shipping available on wine and champagne only. Drink responsibly. B21.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
A new report is criticizing both the Trump and Biden administrations for decisions that led to the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The State Department released its Afghanistan After Action Review today, which said both administrations failed to appreciate how the U.S. military pullout would affect the Afghan government's stability. The report says senior U.S. officials gave insufficient consideration of worst-case scenarios. The Taliban rapidly took over the country following the U.S. exit. A suicide bombing at Kabul Airport killed 13 U.S. service members. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Amazon Prime Day is coming up soon. There are things that folks would do today if you want to get in on some exclusive deals. CNET senior editor Bridget Carey says Amazon feels some items are so hot that you need a reservation to buy them.
They're called invite-only deals, and when you go, it says a normal buy button. It says request an invitation. And if you're among those who get the invitations, you'll get an email on Prime Day with a special link that lets you decide if you want to buy it or not.
Prime Day this year is July 11th. And 12th. But Carey says just about every retailer has a July 4th sale going on right now. Fox News will pay $12 million to settle lawsuits from a former producer. Abby Grossberg's lawyer says the cable news network pushed her to lie in her Dominion voting case testimony. Fox lost a defamation case involving Dominion and its voting machines with regards to the 2020 presidential election. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.